Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If these judges are also saviors, in what way does Othniel picture our Lord? The link should be obvious. Kiriath Sefer means city of the book, and our Lord first came to reclaim the scriptures as God's word, taking it back from scribal commentaries to the pure word, from the letter to the spirit of it. He would often say, quote, "You have heard that it was said, but I tell you." For example, in Matthew 5, verses 38 and 39. He asked his father, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." John 17, 17. But there was a greater purpose in his coming than his battle for the book. He battled for a bride. Enter Aksa. Her name means anklet, and she reminds me of the lady from Banbury Cross in my nursery rhymes. She shall have music wherever she goes. But Aksa was no wilting flower of womanhood. She was a chip off the old block. While some might fear the locals, she wants all that God has for her. Notice, quote, "She urged Othniel to ask her father for a field," Judges 1:14. But once she receives her request, quote, "land in the south," or Negev, verse 15, "which is good soil but dry," she returns for more. It's water she needs. Quote, "And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs," verse 15. You know, our hearts were like that when God saved us. Good soil, full of potential, but dry. We need his water supply. And what does water portray? The upper spring? Quote, "Jesus cried out, saying, 'He who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit," John 7, verses 37 to 39. And the other spring? Here's some bride talk. Quote, "Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word," Ephesians 5, verses 25 and 26. Aren't we well looked after by our Father and our bridegroom?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.